欢迎来到卡尔课堂 I'm Jessica。 虽然呢我们大多数人都非常幸运，但是呢不得不承认，在这个世界上呢，暴力的侵害却是屡见不鲜的。不管是家暴还是来自于他人暴力的威胁，如果你遇到这种情况，应该怎么才能保护自己呢？今天我们就来听这样一个故事。它大致讲的就是一个女孩呢遭受到了家暴，但是呢她用一种很巧妙的方式报了警，保护了自己。在听这个故事之前呢，有几个单词我们需要来学习一下。第一个单词 prank， 它指的是恶作剧、开玩笑的意思。 pepperoni， 意大利辣香肠。 dispatch， 派遣、调度或者迅速处理。 multiple， 很多的意思或者说多个。 previous， 之前的、以前的。 domestic violence， 家庭暴力。我们再来听一遍这些生词。 prank， pepperoni，Dispatch, multiple, previous, domestic violence. I had a call that started out pretty dumb, but was actually pretty serious. Number one, where's your emergency? 123 Main Street. Okay, what's going on there? I'd like to order pizza for delivery. Man, you've reached 911. Yeah, I know.Can I have a large with half pepperoni, half mushroom peppers? I'm sorry, you know you've called 911, right? Yeah. Do you know how long will it be? Okay, ma'am. Is everything okay over there? Do you have an emergency? Yes, I do. And you can't talk about it because there's someone in the room with you? Yes.That's correct. Do you know how long will it be? I have an officer about a mile from your location. Are there any weapons in your house? Nope. Can you stay on the phone with me? Nope. See you soon. Thanks. As we dispatch the call, I check the history at the address and see there were multiple previous domestic violence calls. The officer arrives and finds a couple. Female was kind of banged up, and the boyfriend was drunk.Officer arrests him after she explains that the boyfriend had been beating her for a while. I thought she was pretty clever to use that trick. Definitely one of the most memorable calls. 故事讲完了，那么这个女孩呢，用怎样的方式去报警的呢？你有听懂吗？其实我想说的是，既然这个男友进行多次的家暴，为什么不直接分手呢？虽然说这个报警电话呢，真的是打得精彩绝伦，但是呢，要从源头上保护自己。离开他不就行了吗？